Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you always get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblat. Back after a week away, we got to spend some time last week with Wayne Thorpe, but Charles back in the house. Charles, of course, the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky. If you want to find out more about the journal and what it does, it's AAII.com. Charles is on Twitter, at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you back. Our buy of the week is
Standex International.
Standex International. Now, this is an interesting company. I don't know that it's necessarily different in terms of your picking it, but it's ticker symbol SXI. It is a conglomerate that's into a little bit of everything, right?
It is. I found this actually running an earnings estimate screen on our Stock Investor Pro program. I was looking for upward revised earnings estimates since we're still in earnings season, and this company came through. The largest part of their business is food service. They make refrigerated coolers, freezers, commercial ranges, and et cetera. But they're also involved in metal fabrication. They make plastic molds, and they're even involved with literally taking out the trash. They make hydraulic cylinders for dump trucks and for garbage trucks. So a lot of different industrial companies, and they really are an industrial conglomerate, a small one at about $950 million, but nonetheless an industrial conglomerate.
And the big specific reason why it's the buy of the week now?
Well, the big reason is this company had a really good earnings report. It recently reported, I believe it was last week, its fiscal third quarter sales rose 7.7%. They said 7.2% organic growth, so it wasn't just them acquiring businesses. They actually saw demand grow for their products. They're actually aided by the dollar store market. So even though we've talked before about some companies struggling in that space, they're actually benefiting from coolers being upgraded. They're also benefiting from new automotive model launches. Again, the plastic molds at play. They also got an Airbus contract. So they have these different segments of the business all kicking full steam. As a result, they had strong earnings growth. Earnings grew 26% last quarter. They beat the consensus estimate by 19 cents. So it wasn't just that they beat. They beat by a wide margin. But there's just one analyst following this company. So that one analyst was way too low. So we do need to keep that in mind. But this is a company that's it's also been consistently raising its dividend. So you're looking at a company here that's strong revenue growth, strong earnings growth, exceeding expectations, and it's actually seeing growth across different parts of its business. So it's not just one thing driving it. And so this is the type of company that's small and I think is overlooked, but if someone's looking to go where the high-frequency traders aren't and want some growth, I think this is a company that's actually pretty interesting.
What kind of growth potential are we talking? I mean, it's a little difficult at times to see a company that's a conglomerate and kind of say, oh, well, let's compare it to the median industry PE or what have you, because it's in so many industries.
Yeah, we actually have it classified as a miscellaneous capital goods company. And so it's kind of a hodgepodge of groups on there. And so it's a little hard to get some medians on there, but that median valuation on it's a PE of 23. If we look at the capital goods sector overall, it's a median PE of 20.6. This stock trades at 20.6 earnings, but I think when you look at the overall sector, I don't necessarily think that's a good valuation, because if you look at earnings relative from 2014 to relative to 2015, they're looking at earnings growing by nearly 50 cents from 395 to 451. So you're seeing some pretty good earnings growth projected for this company. And so I think that median PE of 23 is not unreasonable, and that implies there could be 10 or 15% upside to this company. You also do have a small dividend. It yields about 0.5%, so not significant, but the company has returned to raising its dividend after cutting it in the aftermath of the financial crisis.
So what's a reasonable upside or expectation on Standex International?
Well, I think we're probably looking at about 10 to 15% upside. The stock actually made a pretty big move on Monday yesterday. It was up about 3%. But I do think there could easily be 10 to 15% upside, possibly more if we see another earnings surprise, possibly more if we start to see some momentum traders get into it. It has a relative strength rank of 80, and when you combine that with the growth, it's entirely possible the stock's going to show up on some growth-oriented momentum-type screens or indicators. So that could possibly attract some attention to the stock. If so, it's not unreasonable to see this type of company actually go above what we expect simply from the momentum and people wanting to get in on what they perceive as being a good, interesting trading play.
Okay. But 10 to 15% over what kind of time frame?
Well, I think if we don't see the momentum traders go into this, we're probably looking at six months to a year. But I do think if we do see the momentum traders start to latch onto this, we could see that a lot sooner. In that case, it's really hard to predict, but it's not inconceivable if the stock gets attention to see people see the stock rise over the next 3 to 6 months. We have seen volume in the stock increase pretty substantially over the past few weeks, and that's why I'm pointing out there is a possibility of a short-term trade here.
And we like the short-term trades. We love when profits come quickly, but we also like the long-term prospects here because, as you pointed out, there's a lot to like, especially as the dividend is being boosted after previous cuts, etc. It's Standex International Corporation. The ticker symbol is SXI, and it is the buy of the week from Charles Roteblatt. And while we have to say goodbye to Charles Roteblatt, well, we'll come back tomorrow and we'll find out what he's selling. Charles, thanks as always. We'll talk to you then.
I look forward to it.
And remember, if you want more information on AAII Journal, it's AAII.com. You can find out what Charles is doing when he's not here by following him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Okay, we've just gotten started on the May 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, I'm taking some of your questions, a really interesting one next, and then a lot more of Money Life to come. Stick around. We'll be right back.